this scheme and the provision of special needs assistance to students in classes both at primary and secondary level to ensure that they can be part of mainstream schools and indeed to students in special schools as well is absolutely essential, and that we have to ensure that demand is met and that those students who need an SNA are provided with one. The Minister's announcement of a review, in my opinion, is concerning because of the fact that it does open up the prospect that she's looking at reviewing this, and that it may not be the case in the future that that assessed demand will be met. The decision this week to actually employ 600 additional SNAs for this coming September because of increased demand is welcome. However, the fact that it took a number of weeks longer than it normally does to actually make that announcement and make the decision to ensure that all demand was met was an indication to me that the department thought long and hard about whether they would actually provide those additional SNAs.
Are some SNAs currently somewhat in limbo at this point for this coming September, in your opinion?
I think the delay by a number of weeks in actually announcing the number of SNAs each school would have for September certainly has left some of them in limbo. They are now awaiting the official announcement from the National Council for Special Education as to how many SNAs individual schools will have. That should have happened a number of weeks ago, and it is very unfair on those schools who are affected and on those SNAs who work within the schools, but also on the parents and of the students who are wanting to know whether they will actually have what level of SNA support they will have this September.